All right, Reese, tell them welcome to...
It's Okay, Sweetheart.
Right.
Sundays is when it changes. Okay. Sabbath.
Barely 21 weeks.
Yep.
So you have your anatomy next week?
Yeah.
On Monday?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to check to see how big the baby is. Kenzie Solo, just wanted to add this in. We are still doing our Sweetheart Mother, where you can donate for a single mom. And this month, it's someone from Eva's work, and we're going to share more about her when she gets us her story. But if you want to start donating, we'll have it open on our Venmo. So you can just look on our stories, or it will be linked in our bio, too, to just send in a little Venmo. We'll do a little highlight on our Instagram stories. It's okaysweetheart.podcast, and you can send it in. Anyways, just adding that in. Enjoy the episode.
Cranking.
Yeah, that was so funny.
Just like Vegas recap or something?
Jerem was like trying to, what? Or he was like telling his parents about it.
Was he laughing?
Yeah, I was laughing.
I felt
so
bad because I couldn't tell if he was like, I was like, hopefully he's not mad.
No, he was laughing, but it was funny because his parents were like, you chased her? What if it was like, it was like, I would expect anyone to just go chase him.
Mandy's like, I told Mandy today. And she was like, that's actually such a good idea.
It honestly worked out good that you guys were there.
I know. Okay. Welcome back to the podcast. We have to turn this way so people can see us. Okay. Welcome back to the pod. Eva's fresh out of bed, rolling in at 1:24 a.m. Yeah. So did you not sleep at all?
Or p.m. I woke up at 1 a.m.
and couldn't go back to sleep.
Yeah, I was so frustrated.
Last week on the podcast, we talked about a little bit about how we were going to prank our husband. So we're going to give you a little recap of how that went. I don't know if you could say our husband's attacked us.
We literally have some battle wounds.
Eva does for sure. But do you have any life updates that don't really revolve around? Well, Vegas. I mean, it could kind of be Vegas, but that doesn't really revolve around Vegas.
You go.
Okay. I have my consultation tomorrow for my breast augmentation.
Breast reduction.
My breast reduction. I'm trying to go negative. Like, I want my chest to be, like...
Indented.
Indented. What if I was like, can you please... Like, I don't like how big they are.
That would be so funny.
I thought... Oh, wait. I was going to say... Oh.
You prank your doctor.
No, no,
you're
no.
Like, I want my breast to be gone.
He's like a TikTok doctor too, and so I was like, he might like it if I did try to prank him. But Brandon was saying it would be funny to be dead serious, like try not to smile or anything, and be like, so to save money, I was just wondering, could you do the left one, and then like I could come back in a couple of months.
That would be way funny. Right,
I was like, I'm dead serious gonna try to do that, to just be like, so like try not to smile or anything.
Yeah.
So I wonder, has anyone ever...
Just, like, set up a camera or something?
Yeah, and just see if what he does.
It's like, it could either go way good and it could be super funny, or it's just, he's just gonna be like, I don't know.
No, that's not a thing.
He's just gonna be like, way awkward okay. about it.
But that would be funny for me, because I would start laughing.
Oh, that would be funny.
I should start by being like, he's like, so you're here for breast augmentation? And I'd be like,
reduction.
Read that again. Reduction.
He's like, you're just like, reduction.
He's like so confused. That would be so funny.
Guys, the reason why that's so funny is Kenzie has no boobs.
Yeah, I'm literally flat as flat can be. I had no boobs before kids, and then babies sucked them.
Took them away.
Luckily, they're not saggy. There's just nothing there.
I know, that's... What if they were just, like, loose skin? I know,
little pancakes.
Yeah. Oh, just kidding. No, they're cute, too.
Yeah, Eva, rude. All boobs are cute boobs. Okay. So, yeah, I have that tomorrow. I'm excited, though. I hope that I can get them done before summer. We'll come back with an update.
Yeah.
I'm a little embarrassed to have to show my boobs to strangers. Like, not even my doctor. Like, your OB. they don't even, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like you walk into your appointment and they, and I've never had a mammogram or whatever. Like, yeah. I've never had one of those, so.
It's funny because sometimes patients, when we like, because you know how you like listen to the heart and lungs and stuff? Sometimes they just like rip their gown all the way down.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you're, especially with Reese, like on your first baby, when everyone's trying to help you nurse and stuff, I didn't care, but I was like,
yeah,
I don't know. It's just weird to go to like, to think about going to an appointment and they're like, okay, so now let's just check out those little itty bitties.
Literally itty bitties.
Okay. let's just say Eva's not the best supporter of my body.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, but Eva, when you gave me a spray tan, when was that?
I don't know. I feel like it was like when I got home from my my mission or something.
It wasn't here.
No, it was in Vegas. Jill. No.
Oh, it's in Las Vegas?
No, it was at Jill's house.
Eva was laughing so hard, completely shocked that I had that small a boob. She was like, whoa, what?
I just, before they had a little plump to them. And then I swear when I got back, I gave her a spray tan and was kind of confused.
Well, the annoying thing is if I try to lose any weight, it's like that's the first place to it go. Leaves. Yeah. Why couldn't it be my face, my legs, my stomach?
Her side hips. I'm just kidding.
See what I mean? Shuts me down.
No, I'm just kidding.
Keep me humble. So yeah. I keep saying so, yeah. I can't really think of any other updates. Eva's been, oh, we can't even talk about that, huh?
Oh yeah.
Let's just say there was a podcast episode that got deleted. If you know what I'm talking about, Kenzie got booted from that process. It has now just become an Eva process, okay?
No, that was like, and I just depressed.
Eva was sad.
That was the start to the Vegas trip. It was kind of sad. I like text Kenzie all excited.
Yeah, I was like, I know I kind of got a little bit sad, but then I was like, I don't even care. No matter what, I'm coming.
If it happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. No, yeah. I feel like I don't really have any updates.
Besides like Vegas stuff.
Yeah. All the Vegas stuff.
Okay.
I remember my life went downhill. And downhill, downhill, downhill. So we're on the rise tonight.
So if you listened to last week's episode, we talked about pranking our husbands. Eva, you talk about, okay, well, I'll talk about how I'm gonna prank Jeremy. You talk about how you're gonna prank Brayden.
Okay.
So Eva and Jeremy weren't exactly planning on coming. Like, that was kind of last minute, right?
Yeah.
That you guys wanted to do Vegas. And so I just didn't tell Brayden, and Eva didn't tell Jeremy that we were each gonna be there. So what my prank was that Eva was gonna be like gambling on like a machine, and she's gonna set her bag next to her, and then I was gonna dress up kind of like with my hood on and stuff and run and steal her bag in front of Jerem to see what would happen.
And let's just say I could not have picked a better spot.
No,
to
it's
sit
perfect.
Like,
but we the whole time like in Vegas before, like even on our way to Vegas and stuff, I would like picture all of it happening in my head, and I was like, I would start laughing, but then I'm like, I just feel like there's no way it's gonna actually work out, you know, because I feel like I always ruin it or
something happens,
or just that like the timing wouldn't work out good. So it worked out perfect. And then Eva, you say how you're gonna prank Brayden,
and then we were gonna have Brayden somehow leave the hotel room, and I was gonna sneak up into their room and hide in the closet, and then Kenzie was gonna be like, hey Brayden, can you hand me a hanger when he got back up in the room, and then I was gonna act like a dead person and kind of like fall out of the closet.
See, that one seemed too far. Like, I was like, I do not know how I'm gonna get
Brayden out of the hotel room,
Eva into the room, and then get him to open the closet without it all being,
well, at the beginning I was like, how is Jerm not gonna be like, where are you?
Yeah.
So I was like, it worked out perfect that Kenzie went first.
Okay, then, so let's just start from the beginning.
Okay,
so you guys went, start from the beginning, because your trip started before.
Yeah, so me and Jerm got there on Friday.
You so, recap your Friday, I'll recap my Friday, and then we'll go into Saturday.
Okay. Friday.
You guys left late, though.
Yeah, because on Friday I had my eyelash appointment, and then I had to go get my oil change before we went to Vegas.
Yawn.
Yeah. I'm a woman, okay? I take care of my own stuff now. Oh, not only did I get my oil changed, I got my car registered. It's been illegal for a couple months.
My car is still...
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was... I had to pay the state $150. See if I'll ever see that money again. Anyways, so... Yeah, so Friday I did all that, and then Jerem got off work. He wasn't supposed to get off until like 3, but he got off early. So I told him, maybe clean the house a little and pack. I walk in the door.
Guaranteed nothing done.
I hear the TV shut off when I am about to open that door. And I hear little feet scrambling to the kitchen. I said, did you just get up? Or like, what were you doing? Anyways, I felt bad because he was like way tired. But he didn't touch a thing. None of his clothes were packed. Nothing.
I know how that feels.
And he's like, I want you to pack because you like, you want to choose what I wear. Whatever.
Yeah.
That's why I forgot all my stuff because I had to pack his stuff. Anyway, so then, yeah, we left probably around 4. But the nice part is Vegas is only 4.5 hours from our house.
Yeah, it's not that far.
Yeah. So it was way nice. So then we drove.
I drove. Yeah, you gain an hour.
Yeah.
You drove because he was tired?
Yeah. I drove. I'm a woman. I drove. No, just kidding. I just drove to St. George.
Oh.
And then we went to...
Angelica's?
No.
What? A food place?
Orange Pill.
Oh.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I proceeded to get the thigh or the...
Oh my. Okay. That depicts even perfectly. You take words too literally. Like, I know in your head you were picturing how it was spelled, so you said
thigh. Okay, the thigh, or the thigh, coconut. Disgusting. Like, it made me feel sick, and that was the start.
Probably because it's, like, perfumey a little bit.
Yeah, that was the start to something. Okay, so I felt really good, but I just haven't been hungry at all. So I've been, like, trying to force myself to eat, but, like, I just can't eat, really. So I was like, oh, that sounds way good. And then I ate drank the whole thing. Felt really sick after. And then we finally got to Vegas.
Okay.
You're just so much better than me. Okay. And then we finally got to Vegas. We stayed at the Luxor.
Luxor?
Luxor. And you know how when me and you stayed there, we parked forever away. Way far away. Yeah, you literally park in the back of it.
Oh, and it goes right in.
Yeah.
What did you guys do Friday night?
Friday night, we went and got Canes because Jerem loves Canes.
Yeah.
Pretty sure mine was a fried rat.
That's so weird because that happened to me too with some chicken.
That was again the start.
Is it because did you ever watch those videos of like
in the rotisserie? In China? Okay, yeah, I've seen those.
They like cook the mice and stuff.
Mm. Have you also seen the rotisserie chicken where they like cut it open and there's like a white like mouse
inside?
Oh my gosh.
That makes me sick.
Yeah. So, and I feel like Jerem was finished with his food and I said, mine's a rat. I'm not eating
it. Did he eat it?
No. But then he's like, I'm kind of feeling nauseous. So then we like got snacks, whatever. Went to the hotel. It was probably like 10 now or something. Like it was kind of late.
Yeah.
So then the next morning is when Kenzie and Brandon were on their way down. So we just went to the pool in the morning, which it was actually way warm. It felt so good out by the pool. Yeah,
you're done. You're only supposed to recap Friday.
Kenzie, but can I not, like, do we really want to hear about your Friday?
Yeah, because I want to talk about something. Also, I forgot to say, I got my ears pierced.
Oh, that was an update.
I know, I totally forgot.
We went right after the last episode.
Yeah, me and Eva were bored, and we were like, what should we do? And I was like, I kind of want to get my ears pierced a couple more times. So we just went and got them pierced. So
is it hurting with the headphone?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about, though.
Okay. Okay, let's hear your Friday.
Friday, I leave with Brayden early. We go to St. George. We're just going to sleep in St. George because my in-laws have a house there. And so we got there, went to the gym. What?
Nothing.
Which was fun because we never get to go to the gym together. And then Brayden made me sit in a sauna. When I walked into that sauna, there was, no joke, 15 guys in there, shirts off, so sweaty, the worst smell.
Balls hanging.
Ugh. It was so freaking gross. Like, I walked in and I went, oh, it reeks in here. And I said it, like, way loud and it's, like, dead silent. And Brayden's like, we just need to stay in here for 10 minutes. I was like, I'm legit gonna die. So I had to plug my nose and just breathe through my mouth. It was so disgusting. It did feel good though, like after.
Yeah.
And then we went to Angelica's. If you're in St. George, I don't even want to say it because it's already getting popular, but it's seriously the best taco place. Carnitas, get five. They're good. And then we went to Cocaine Bear, and I just want to talk about it because it's actually... I was really annoyed because I wanted to go see Avatar because I was like, we never would be able to go see like a 3-hour movie. He was like, let's go see Cocaine Bear. I was like, are you joking? Like, that's literally sounds like the stupidest show. And I saw the previews for it and it looked so dumb.
Yeah.
But it was way funny. So if you guys need a just a funny, happy movie, that's a good one. It's just way, way bloody though. But
oh, really?
To the extreme of where it's like... You can tell they're joking about it, but and it's a true story, but not the killing part. Like, a bear really did eat a ton of cocaine and die. But there's this one part where this lady gets strapped. So she's like been scratched by the bear and stuff.
Yeah.
The ambulance comes and they like put her and they strap her arms and legs to like the stretcher and then put her in the ambulance and they're driving. But the bear like chases after the ambulance and they can't get the doors shut.
Oh.
And the ambulance driver and the bear jumps into the back and is like attacking, and the ambulance driver crashes and the stretcher flips out of the car, and it shows it flip out and it flips onto her face and it shows her face skidding across the pavement for so long, like bouncing up and down. I know, I was like, that is such a painful thing to watch. Like, just someone's face just getting like dragged on.
Ugh,
I want you all to close your eyes, picture that. I know, I kept looking away. I was like, Kate, this is so much.
I just think it's funny because mom was like, yeah, I think we're going to go see Cocaine Bear or something.
When mom told me that, I was like, what?
Same, I was so confused. So that's funny.
You guys went. It's funny. It's funny. Everyone should go see it. And then after that, also got my handles, Grand Central Station. I feel like that's, I can tell I've been eating a lot of ice cream lately.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Just kidding.
And then... Oh, mom's calling. Denied. Just kidding. I'll call her back after. So then we wake up. We go to Vegas at the butt crack of dawn. We woke up at like 7 a.m. and left. We went running. We used to live in Las Vegas in Summerlin. So we went to see our old house. And then we went on a run around there. I know, it was way fun. It's just, Brandon kept being like, this is so sad. I just miss this so much.
Yeah.
And I have to remind myself, I'm like, we got so sick of the red rock. Like, got so sick of just rocks. Because that's all you see. Like, is she calling you now?
Second daughter, I guess.
Oh, that's kind of sad.
I'll say we're recording.
And then that whole run, I was like laughing in my head because I was picturing how we were going to scare Brayden. I don't know why. I just kept picturing. I was like, okay, so then I'll do this. And I was like... trying to tell myself. I was like, okay. And then you have to be like a good actor. Like, you cannot. Because I always start smiling.
Kenzie has like a weird smirk. You have like a certain smirk when something's about to happen.
So I was like, I cannot do that because it's like the only chance to get it.
Yeah.
And so then that's when I was texting you and stuff.
Oh, excuse me. Did you just go to Saturday?
Yeah, I did. Okay, fine. Going to Saturday.
No, just kidding.
Well, I feel like we can tell it together because then that's when I texted you. But we went also, Summerlin has a farmer's market. I was going to tell you guys you should have come.
I know.
And I got like this fresh juice.
Lemon. Yeah, I saw those. They looked so good.
So we got to just go do that because we would do that when we lived there a little bit. And then we went to our hotel and we stayed at the Paris. And that's when I texted Eva. I was like, okay, plan.
Well, because our original plan was I was going to be at their hotel when they checked in.
Yeah, and I was going to slip her a key. So like right when we got to our room.
Yeah.
It would happen.
But we were still at the swimming pool.
Yeah, and I was like, you just need to like enjoy it. I don't want to like force it.
Yeah. And it honestly turned out better.
Yeah.
Because Kenzie was able to build the story. Kind of Paris Hotel was a little dirty.
Our hotel room was dirty and had like scratches everywhere. And so I kept being like, our hotel's kind of like gross.
It's
like looking a little rough in here. I kept saying stuff like that. Honestly, I wasn't really thinking, but I was kind of like,
It's
kind of sick in here.
Yeah. So
Eva and Jeremy were at the pool, and then I told you, I was like, I want to go to a pool. the pool at the Paris closed. Did I tell you that?
Oh, no. So you guys didn't go?
No. The Paris is connected to another hotel. Did you know that?
No.
Called the Horseshoe Hotel. Yeah, I know. Me and Brayden had no idea. It's like ghetto hotel.
Oh.
But we walked outside and then to this Horseshoe Hotel, and that's the pool that you could go to.
Oh.
But I was like, I don't even care if it's... I was like, I don't even want to get in. I just want to, like, lay and take a nap in the sun, because that just sounded like heaven.
Yeah.
So that worked out perfect, because then that gave you time for you guys to stay at the pool, eat, and then I was like, get ready or whatever.
Yeah.
And then come over. And so I just was... We kind of just didn't even talk or anything, and somehow it worked out perfectly.
Yeah, I was worried because we were just taking our time too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Clear it.
No, yeah, we were just taking our time, and the Luxor is like
far
away.
And you walked.
And we walked. And so, yeah, we went to the pool, ate, and then we like showered.
What'd you eat?
Got ready. I'm trying to think.
Was it good? Like, did you eat at the pool?
No.
Oh.
We were going to, but they only had... The only thing that sounded good to me was a yogurt parfait.
Ew.
Yeah. And... Oh, but I was going to get a salad. But it was like $20 for just a salad. Anyways, I can't remember what we went and got. Anyways.
I don't remember what you got either.
Yeah.
I will say Brayden brought me a hot dog to the pool.
Yeah, where did he get a hot dog?
There was like a food court. It was like a mall. I know. There's like Nathan's hot dogs, and I saw it, and I was like, oh, that actually sounds so good.
Ew.
So I brought it in, but the bun was a little bit soggy.
Ew.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, then we started walking, and Jerem's like, what? Like, where are we really going? Like, what do you want to do? And I was like, oh, like, there's just some things I want to see down here. And he's like, okay, but, like, where do you really want to go? And I was like, oh, I kind of want to stop at the Paris Hotel. There's just, like, something in there I want to show you. And then we can go to, like, Nike and stuff, because I feel like that's what we always do.
And that's nice, because it's right across, Nike's right across the street from the Paris.
Yeah. So we're just, like, walking.
And that's when you texted me, and I was like, oh, we just got back.
Yeah, and I can't remember. We, like, stopped in a store. Wow, literally I have such bad memory.
Yeah, this is, like, and then, like, 2 days ago.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, we, like, stopped somewhere, and I was like, oh, crap, I forgot kind of that we were, like, going to meet you. So then we kept walking, and then I was like, I am so tired. Like, I need to take a break, which I honestly did. I was way tired. I haven't walked that much in a long time with this little belly. And so, also, side note, I was going to wear this blue outfit,
one piece.
I couldn't really find a jacket I liked with it.
Oh.
But I was going to wear it, and let's just say, good thing I didn't. You guys will find out why later.
Oh, yeah.
So, then we finally get to, like, the Paris Hotel, and I'm sitting down, and I text Kinsey. Yeah, we weren't really talking, and I just said, no, here.
Yeah, Eva's like, here, and I was like, well... Brayden just left on his own, because I was like, well, I'm gonna just take a shower, try to time it. And then Brayden's just, like, sitting on the bed. I was like, are you gonna, like, shower? Like, I was trying to, I could tell he was tired. So I was are you gonna shower? And I knew after he would shower, I was like, I'm gonna just ask him to go get me a drink, because I kept being like, man, I'm, like, so thirsty. I need some water. So then he took a shower, and I was like, hey, it's gonna be a while. Like, I gotta, like, do my hair. Like, I was trying to be like, you're gonna be bored if you stay here.
Yeah.
That's why when he's like, how did you do that? But I did secretly, like, say, like,
kind of push it.
Yeah. He's like, well, I'm going to go grab some drinks. He's like, do you want anything? I'm like, yeah. Where are you going to go? Because there was, like, a tiny little food mart, like, right down below.
Yeah.
Like, in our hotel. I'm like, I think I'm just going to go to that, like stall of food. And I was like, really? Like, that might be expensive. I was like, you should just go to, like, CVS or something.
Yeah.
I was like, and I want, like, candy. Like, get candy, stuff like that. So he's like, okay. And so right when Eva says here, Brayden, like, was going down. So I was like, okay, well, be careful. Brayden's literally leaving right now.
Wait, were you on FaceTime with him?
Yes.
Why? Just...
Well, because he was like, there are so many people trying to check into the hotel right now.
Oh.
There was, like, such a long line. So he's just showing me. So, yeah.
Well, yeah, Kenzie texted me that. And I was at the like the first machine just because I didn't want to be around all the smoke or anything. So I was at the very first machine right when you walk in the doors. And then I was like, oh, this machine kind of sucks because it was like a weird penny one. And I was like, I'm not going to be able to play this because Kenzie's like, you should act like you're playing.
Yeah.
So then I start walking to the other one that's just like diagonal from it. I see Brayden and I don't know how he didn't see me. And I like kind of turned my head, but I couldn't say anything to Jerem because Jerem has no idea they're there.
Yeah.
So I was like trying to like guide Jerem to like not look because I was like, if they see each other, this is ruined.
Yeah.
And that would suck so bad. And it was just so random that
Brayden would be walking,
right there yeah. with all these people around. So then we sit down at this other machine and it was actually a way fun machine. Sad I had to leave it. And so then I just start playing and it worked out perfect because I was like sitting facing the machine and then Jerem sat like behind me watching me play it.
And because she was like, hurry and come down, scare Jerem, and then we can tell him that we're going to scare Brayden.
Yeah.
And so
I, and there was a little like weird indent like on the side yeah. where I could put my back.
I'm like mid in the middle of blow drying my hair. I throw on Brayden's hoodie, like put it over my head, like tighten it. I was like, all right, time to do this. And so I walk down and I'm like, Eva's not responding to me either. I was like, where are you?
Well, because like, I had my camera, like I had my phone facing me and I had my camera on, but Jerem was right behind me. So I was like trying to angle yeah. it. So I wasn't looking at any of my texts. Job of
catching it.
Yeah.
But then I saw Jerem, like, and I swear we made eye contact.
So were you coming from this, like Jerem's sitting this
yes.
way facing? You
yeah,
were coming.
So, yeah, so it's like just made direct eye contact and I was like, oh shit. So then I like hurry and like veered into the stalls and then I like went all the way around and so that I was behind Jerem and then Eva's like playing. So I'm like watching Eva and Jerem's just like perfectly focused on Eva and her yeah. bag is like right next to her. But there's also like two guys sitting by Eva playing.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm kind of nervous. And I also saw two security guards like kind of walking around. So I was like, this will be so embarrassing if they like attacked me or something, like the security.
You just get, you take tased. Off running and the I see a taser just shoot you in the butt.
So I was like, okay, ready, set, and I just sprinted, grabbed Eva's bag right in front of Jerem, and then I just hear, hey! And then I'm sprinting and I feel someone just getting closer, and then Jerem just rips the bag out of my hands and I turn and look at him and I'm like dying laughing.
Yeah.
And he was like, his face is so confused. He was like,
what?
I didn't know you were here. What the heck? And then he just leaves.
I think it was the funniest part. Well, I was not expecting it to happen right then. Like, I don't know. I was like expecting it to be a little bit or something. Like, I thought I would see Kenzie and we would make eye contact and yeah. we'd be like, okay. She just full on sprints past me, takes my bag, and I hear Jerem scream, hey, and then I just see him just full on, like, in a sprint attack after this mode. Person. I was like, oh, I think he might tackle her. Like, I don't know what's about to happen, but I think he's gonna, like, actually, like, attack her. And then, yeah, he grabbed the bag, and I think he was just so confused, he just walked away. He was just like,
yeah, doesn't even say anything to me. He just turns around.
He's like, I didn't know you guys were here. And just walks towards me.
Eva's dying laughing.
I was laughing so hard.
I was nervous that it was one of those other guys that was chasing me. Because I wouldn't care if Jerem tackled. But I was like, that'd be so weird if it's just like a stranger. Because they just like...
Me and Jerem are just still playing.
You're like, cool, I don't even care. What if you guys didn't notice?
Oh man, it honestly worked out. We'll post the video because Kenzie kind of has a video where you can see Jerem jogging a little bit,
yeah,
or like running behind her. I think it's funny because you can just see his head like kind of pop.
I know. Wait, hold on, pause. We're trying to record it like for YouTube, but run out of memory on the camera, so whatever.
Oh man. Oh wow. Well.
I know. Never gonna work.
But yeah, we'll post the video because it
yeah I tried to do a good I didn't get it like perfect, but you can definitely see him sprinting after me and stuff.
Yeah.
And then after that I was like, okay, we gotta hurry because Brayden, I don't know when Brayden's gonna get back to the hotel, so we need to hurry and get Eva in there, and like I need to get it all ready, like it seems like I've been in there. So we hurry and run up, which we did not need to because it took Brayden forever. It seemed
forever,
like. Probably yeah. because we were like preparing,
waiting
for it.
Yeah.
So we hurry, get up into my room. We're like told Jerem to kind of like wait outside because I did not know where he would hide in there. And so Eva gets into like the, they don't have a closet. It was like, I don't know. It was like a weird closet thing.
Yeah.
And so she gets in there and I was like, you have to like tighten your hoodie and just keep your head down. Cause if he sees your face, he's going to just, he'll like, no.
Yeah.
So Eva's like burning hot too. And he didn't feel that good. So I was like, what if you got the throw up feeling in there? Oh.
That would have sucked. My nose was kind of runny. So like the whole time I was in there, I had my strings like singed and I was just like
trying to
looking up. Yeah. And then
your phone fell.
My phone. Oh, so yeah, I set my phone up on the iron inside the closet and it fell when Brayden.
Well, and also I had it open. Like trying to give some air right as Brayden starts coming in. I just slam it, like hurry and sprint over and act like I was drinking water. And just try to act as casual as possible. And Brayden's like, what is he? I don't even know what he said. He's just like, hello.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm so thirsty. Like,
you're like, can you have me my Dr. Pepper? He's like, wow.
I know. I was like, needy. Please, can you bring me my Dr. Pepper over here? Like, just trying to be.
Well, it's funny because in the video that where you can see it from my, did you get it on yours?
Yeah.
Like, we're on my camera, you see Kenzie, like, open the door, and she's like, are you okay? And then just slams it shut.
Oh, wait, no, I didn't get that on mine, I don't think.
Oh, and then she slams it shut way fast, and then you hear Brayden walk in. I swear he, like, was taking his time, too, because I was like... Yeah,
he washed his hands, because he said, I need to go wash my hands, and I was like, hey, let's
get this process going. So that's a good thing we didn't have, like, Jerem wait in the bathroom or anything.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I would have been freaking out.
Who would have thought this man would wash his hands right when he...
Well, also, if you see in the video, he was sicked out of the hotel because I kept making comments.
Yeah.
So he washed his hands because he was like, who knows what I've been touching. And then I asked him to bring me my drink. And then I tell him, I was like, can you give me like a hanger or something? Which if you know me, I do not care if my clothes are wrinkly.
Yeah.
And I don't ever hang my clothes up. So he was kind of confused because I was like, I don't want my blue pants to have like wrinkles because I want to wear them tomorrow. Trying to just...
make some excuse.
Yeah. And he's like, his face in the video is just like kind of, you can tell he's like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
So then when he opens it, you see he doesn't even touch it.
Oh yeah.
He puts his hand like in his shirt because he doesn't even want to touch like the knob to open the closet.
He's a little bit of a germaphobe, I think.
Yeah. So he goes like this and he's just like, okay. So he like opens it with his like hand in
my
a sweatshirt.
Heart was like kind of racing way fast. I was like, okay.
Yeah. And so then he opens it and then Eva just starts falling towards him and he's like, oh shit,
slams the door shut,
slams it right on Eva's head too because she was like falling forward and you could tell he was way nervous because his face turned bright red.
He freaked out.
He's like, you guys are so stupid.
It was so funny.
So yeah, we got a funny video of him doing that too. So both pranks were a success, but both of our husbands, Eva actually did get a little bit attacked by the door and Jerem almost tackled me to the ground.
If he would have, what if he just jumped?
I kind of wish he did. That would have been, but what if I didn't fall and I just kept running?
He's just like, getting a piggyback. Man, that's so funny. But yeah, we just thought we'd recap Vegas. And guys, that is not the end.
That's not the end.
Because that is only the beginning.
Yeah, so we... success on the pranks. And we'll post the videos of those. And then you went to Nike. There's a Nike in Caesar's Palace that's way big and fun. And we both love it. So
yeah,
even Jerem went over there first. And then we saw you guys.
Yeah.
And they had picked out such like nice, cute stuff too.
Yeah, I got shoes because my feet were hurting so bad.
Yeah.
From my other Nikes. They were just like, I feel like they were a little too small.
Probably.
And so I got new shoes. And then Jerem's been wanting these basketball shoes for a way long time. So I was just like, oh, we'll just get them for your birthday. Kenzie's doing her B-reel. And the funny thing is, you guys will see why this is funny, but Jerem's like, I don't really want to carry these shoes around. Let's just like order them online. I was like, no, it's fun to like actually buy stuff. And then we looked online and they were sold out anyways. So we bought him shoes, me shoes, and then him a shirt. And did you guys get anything? Did Brayden?
Uh-uh.
He didn't get anything?
No.
Kinsey, please okay, focus sorry. Back into this.
I gave Brayden a $150 gift card to Nike so that he could shop there. But me and him both have this thing where it's hard to shop in stores because you're like, well, but what about online? Like, do you know, like, we always are like, what if there's, like, more options or,
yeah.
I don't know.
That Nike had, like, so many options, though.
I know. So you guys got a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
And then we both had reservations for Sushi Samba, like, pretty close to each other.
Yeah.
It's funny because we just weren't, like, being together. But I was like, I kind of want to, not that I didn't want to go to dinner with you guys, but I was like, it'll be fun to just, like, go with Brayden because we never get to go.
I know, that's why Jerm's like, I feel like you guys are being so weird. Like, why don't you guys want to be together?
That's what Brayden and I was like, well, and I was like, they're kind of on, like, a baby moon-ish.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, I don't want to, like, intrude, but I'm like, we'll see them later tonight.
Yeah.
I don't need to go to dinner with...
Yeah, that's what I was saying, too. I was like, I don't really...
want to...
Well, I was like, I just don't really... I feel like we're, I don't know, we're on two different trips, kind of. Like, it's fine to just...
We didn't mean for it to become, like, a...
Yeah.
Combined trip.
And I didn't want... Yeah, like, I feel like it worked out perfect.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jerm's like, why are you guys being so weird? Like, why
don't I just told Brayden, I was like, Brayden, this is, like, their baby moon. They just need to,
oh,
just in case you don't go on another one.
Yeah.
I mean, you probably will, but I was like, they need to just, like.
Yeah. But luckily, right before we had our reservations at Sushi Samba.
Sushi Samba.
I put my Nike shoes on because my feet were hurting so bad. And I put my old Nikes in the bag. And then when we walked in, we saw Kenzie and Brayden.
And then they just walked by us and sat, like, kind of far away.
Yeah.
Just, like,
in the corner. And I was just like,
there was a table right next to us, and I thought for sure you would sit. Right. There was a table open right next to us.
Yeah.
But
I was kind of happy we didn't, though.
I know.
Whatever. So then, yeah, we sat in, like, this corner, literally surrounded by people.
Yeah. A lot of people.
There was so many people, and it was, they were teeny. Way close to us.
Like, yeah. Your table's small.
Yeah.
So me and Brayden are eating. We started, if you close your eyes when you're eating food, it makes it taste so much better. That's what we would do after every bite.
Ew.
No, because then you can just really focus on how good it was. And we ate that one that you hate. You know, the sushi roll with the big lobster chunks on it? It's so good. I do not know how you don't like that.
Ew.
Sushi Samba has the best sushi ever.
Yeah.
So luckily, I was done eating. So we finished up eating and... We were, like, gonna pay, and then all of a sudden, I hear Jerm, and he's, like, kind of looks, like, a little bit panicked, and he's, like, hey, Kenzie, could you go check on Eva? She just threw up everywhere. And I was, like, what? She just threw up everywhere? And I kind of was, like, threw up everywhere where?
Yeah.
You know, like, because you were, like, in such a small little corner.
Yeah.
And
it's, like, all over the table.
Yeah, that's really what I pictured, like, that you just, like, threw up on the table. And so I, like, go into the bathroom, and I'm like, Eva? And she's like, well, yeah. And she unlocks, like, her stall and, like, opens it up, and she's just, like, naked.
Well, because I was wearing a one-piece. Like,
yeah, so she had to take it all the
way down. A bodysuit, yes.
It was the saddest. If I could have got a video of her eyes, you had the biggest puppy dog eyes, and you just had little tears coming, like, and you were like... Can you just go check on Jerem? Because I just feel so bad because I just threw up, like, in the Nike bag. And I was like, I think that's when I was like, in the Nike bag? Like, but I was picturing you dumped the stuff out and then you're like, no, like, all over the new stuff. I was
like,
you threw up all over the new stuff? And so then I go out there and Jerem.
Okay, what happened though was me and Jerem were just, like, eating. We had, like, a sushi roll and then we got, like, he got, like, his main plate or whatever.
Were you guys done?
No.
Oh.
He hadn't even... I took one bite of that.
Oh.
We were done with the sushi roll, though. So we got edamames and then the sushi roll. And he got, like, this Peru chicken stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
Chicken just has been doing me dirty. But this chicken looked so good.
Yeah.
And so I took a bite of it. And I was chugging Pepsi and water because it tasted so good. And then it just, like... hit me so fast where I just kind of froze, and I feel like Jerem knows when I freeze, it's like, oh shoot.
Yeah.
And so his food came in, like, a huge bowl, so he's like, do I, like, dump my food out, like, what is happening? And I was just like, no, like, I was trying way hard just to hold it in, kind of, because once I stand up, I throw up.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
at home and stuff, once I stand up, I throw up. So, like, I'll have to, like, grab me a bowl or something. Yeah. But like there was nothing I could really do. And then I was like, okay, maybe it'll just go away. And then it just shot out of my mouth. But like I like caught it with my lips or whatever.
Yeah, you like close your mouth.
Yeah. And then I just like leaned over and was like throwing up in the Nike bag. It's kind of sad because I just remember Jerem like looking at me. He's like, oh, like his shoes. Because no, I didn't throw up on my box, really. It was literally his box. Like his I was brand throwing new up. Shoes. Yeah. And then I kept throwing up. And once I finally got to a point where like I kind of stopped, I ran to the bathroom, threw up in there. And then that's when Kenzie came in.
Yeah, so then I go in there, and Eva tells me to, like, go get the bag, or you just said to check on Jerem, because you're like, he doesn't do, is that when you said he doesn't really do that good to throw up or something? Because I was like, wait, yeah. Where did you throw up? And so then I was like, okay. So then I go out, and I get the bag, and it was perfect timing, too, because Jerem was holding the bag, and he was like, kind of just looking, like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
Like, he's just kind of looking in the bag, too, like, what's going on?
Yeah.
So then I was like, give me the bag. And he was like, what? Because I think he was like, give you what bag? I was like, just give me the bag. Yeah. Like, I'll just.
Well, he's like, I thought she maybe needed something out, or you needed something out of the bag. But I was like, kind of confused.
Yeah. Because I think he was like, why would.
And then the bag, or like the throw up, he's like, I would have been fine. But I'm like, he gagged one time when I was like throwing up. He's like, ooh. And so I'm like, you just don't do good with it. Like, you just.
Well, also. I just feel like he wouldn't have felt comfortable either, like, scraping. I don't even know how he would, I don't know.
Yeah.
So I get the bag full of her throw up, all over their new stuff, and Eva's, like, in the bathroom cleaning up, and I was like, all right. I just looked in there.
Thank goodness for Kenzie.
No, but I looked in there, and I was like, what? I don't even know where to begin.
There was throw up everywhere.
But, it would have been one thing if it was, like, something you could just throw in the garbage, just brand new Nike shoes and a brand new shirt, like,
yeah.
So I looked at the shirt and I was just like, okay, this is just gonna have to be rinsed off. And the sinks in the bathroom were the ones that have like the tiny little circles. So it's not just like a normal drain. It just has like a filter on it.
Yeah.
And so I'm like rinsing his shirt off and it's just getting filled with freaking sushi and edamame. Sorry, this is probably gross for people. So I'm trying to clean that off and then Eva comes out and I'm like, luckily, we could just throw away the box. His shoes got, like, a tiny bit.
Yeah, on the back of them.
Yeah. Is everything clean now? I'm fine?
Like yeah.
Sure. And yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we get that all cleaned up.
Yeah.
Eva's feeling fine after that. You felt much better.
Yeah, but the thing that's so funny is, so we were at these two sinks to the far right, which I thought would be, like, the best two to go to. But all the napkins.
Oh, yeah, people kept coming over.
Were like over on our side. And I wonder what they were thinking. Like,
I saw one girl's face like this. She was like, just looked appalled that there was just throw up. And I'm sure they thought you like drank too much or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I should have been like, she's literally pregnant.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm not just nasty.
Yeah.
Puking everywhere.
So we get the cleanup done, and Brandon and Jerem are both kind of like sitting outside the bathroom like, is everything okay? And we're like, yeah, here, let's just get out of here.
Yeah.
And then Eva's feeling much better. She shoves a Clif bar. She also takes some freaking chocolates and weird stuff out of a
basket in the bathroom.
Eva, that was weird. That was like a hidden basket, because it's like the napkins were in this basket. And then Eva starts digging around in the basket and finds some chocolate in there.
And a banana.
A banana. And I thought you got the Clif Bar out of there, but you didn't. And she walks out and she gives Jerem a chocolate. She's like, here, I got this for you. And I'm like, Jerem, don't eat the chocolate. That chocolate is, who knows where that chocolate came from. And he's just like, I'm not going to eat that chocolate.
Yeah.
And then we're like, okay, let's go play some craps.
Yeah.
Mm.
Guys, also, classic, I peed a little.
Oh, that's why.
That's why it was good I was wearing the black thing.
Also, did you get throw up on your
jacket?
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like girls are just kind of like, we have to deal with so much stuff. Yeah. We're just kind of like, okay, whatever. But boys are like, oh, sick.
Well, that's why I was so like, gross. Also, I've had to clean up kids' throw up. And I don't know. I'm like, whatever.
Because like, hey, Kenzie, can you tell I peed my pants a little too? And Jerem and Brainerd's like.
And Jerem's like, you peed?
But I guess I got a little bit of throw up on the seat. Like, they had to clean it off.
Mm.
Jerem's like, I tipped him really good because they had to clean the throw up.
They're like probably nervous that they gave you food poisoning or something.
But no, I still had to pay for it.
Yeah,
guys.
I know. Brayden's like, you should have got that for free. You didn't even keep it in that long.
Yeah.
So then we leave there. We go to go play some craps. It just wasn't even good. Eva!
That stupid door thing.
Usually we're really... I think it just was like a weird start.
The vibe was off a little bit.
Yeah, because you just barfed.
I just barfed. Jerem was there, which I feel
I just feel like neither one of our husbands can be...
with us.
Around, or else we don't get...
money from men.
Yeah. Well, not even... It's just like get the hype going, you know? Let's just say I think people like it better if they think that we're just there without husbands.
Yeah. And I just feel like our table was a little bit...
Well, we got there like right after, I guess, like a really good roller left.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Yeah, our table was just off. There was this guy that came. He's smoking by us. So then it made it annoying. Luckily, he moved to the other side so that Eva could like stay.
Yeah.
And then it was expensive. Like, yeah. So every time you bet, you're betting $25, and then they upped it to $50 everywhere. And then we were going to switch to another table, and it was $100 a bet.
Yeah. Well, and there was a... Because, like, normally you don't just have 25 on the table. You have, like, 50 or more. And that one girl was like, give me another $25 chip to put on top of your... When I, like, did a 9.
Oh, and then did they roll a 7 right after?
No, luckily they rolled a 9 and I got it.
Oh.
Remember? Because I was like, oh.
Yeah.
But I was like, if I would have lost that. Like,
well, that's like when that guy told me, he's like, no, he's really good. Put it down. And then immediately lost it. Loses it.
And then another guy, I feel like the people we were around were just kind of annoying because he's like, oh, I'm going to back up her bet. And I was like, oh, that's so nice. He's like, no, it's for me still.
Yeah, that was funny.
I was like, cool.
Karma,
because I rolled a 7.
The guy that was... bias though, his friends were there. Oh, we forgot to talk about the creep. There was a creepy guy. Okay, well, first off, the guy that was right next to us, his friend was there, and he flew, unless he's lying, but I don't think he's lying because he's like older and he didn't seem to care. Like,
yeah,
he flew on his friend's private jet there with like 5 of their friends. They're like older, like 60 probably. And one of the friend that flew them there is like a billionaire, like a tech guy. And he had $100,000 on the table, like in chips. And me and Eva are just like, what the? I was like, could he pass some of that like our way?
Like, yeah. So 100, like if 000? They would have rolled a 7.
You'd lose so much.
$100,000 gone.
So, well, no, because he didn't have he had $100,000 like on the table.
Like that's what on the table means.
Oh my gosh.
Right? I wouldn't mean like just...
Well, then we went to that other side. Remember when we went to another table and there was so much money on the table. We were like, whoa.
There's these pink chips and they're $500.
And they were just stacked everywhere.
There was quite a bit on this table.
So me and Eva were playing. This is before we moved tables. And I was rolling and I was doing kind of good. And so I was like smiling because people get excited if you're rolling good.
Yeah.
And I just smile, make eye contact with this older guy across the table, which I was like, oh, he's nice, whatever. He's smiling.
Yeah.
And Eva's like leaning over the table, showing her cleavage to all the land. He freaking takes a picture. Yeah. And just stares at it.
But like way obvious. Like
so obviously takes a picture.
Yeah.
And I was just like, ew, what the heck? Because I was like, Eva, look at him, look at him. He was like, Eva even looked up and could tell he was taking a picture.
Yeah.
And then I was like, if he does that again, I'm going to say something. And then he left.
Yeah.
What
a creep.
Yeah. And then we just lost all of our money.
Yeah. Well, I lost all my money. Kinsey was doing okay. And Kinsey had $75. And then that's when we went to the other table, which was $50 a bet.
And it looked like it was doing so good. So I was like, all right, I'm going to risk it.
She risked it. She lost it. And
I lost it. And then we were like, all right, peace out.
That's when we called it quits because I was so tired too. And so then I think Reese is out.
Okay.
And yeah, so let's then
wrap it up.
Luckily, we got a taxi back.
A taxi?
Yeah.
Not an Uber?
Because I couldn't figure it. Like Uber, they pick you up somewhere else or something. I was just like,
oh, whatever. So in the end, it was a success on the pranking. And then we'll have to go back and play craps
soon.
Before the baby? Because I was like, that's kind of sad. That might have been our last chance. I guess we could go to Wendover.
Yeah.
Before baby Veggie comes.
But yeah.
It was a fun trip. I'm happy we got to go. And I don't know. We're going to have to do our next prank. We'll have to be on Holden.
Oh.
Holden, we're going to come prank you. He doesn't listen to this.
Yeah.
We're going to trash your house.
We just need to talk to Andrea.
Yeah.
Because she would totally be in.
We'll just trash it with like fake trash. That's going to be easy to clean up. And
yeah.
And we'll be laying on his bed. Like face down.
The Holden's way OCD. He gets so sicked out if you do anything. So.
Yeah. It just would be way funny. We should like put tons of dishes everywhere.
Yeah.
No, we should just have Andrea not be. So he thinks it was Andrea. And just kidding, I don't know, that would be so funny.
Yeah.
Just have his door, like, open.
Yeah, his front door wide open, garage open, dirt bike's gone.
Oh, yeah, dirt bike's gone. That would be so
That would be way funny.
Okay, that's our next prank, so.
Stay tuned.
That's going to be what we'll do next. Thank you, little sweeties, for listening. You can listen to us every Wednesday on Spotify and Apple. It's Okay Sweetheart Podcast. Also follow us on Instagram, It's Okay Sweetheart Podcast, or TikTok, It's Okay Sweetheart Pod. And please leave us a rating and review. That'd be really nice. I've asked a lot, and guess what? No one's listening. Okay. I can tell no one's been giving us a rating and review. We would really love it.
Your attitude, the way you portray it, maybe like, hey, little sweeties, could you maybe leave a 5-star review?
Okay. Let's see if that worked. Okay. Love you guys.
Okay. Love you. Bye.